is Dennis Michelson for WITY Profile, and I noticed by getting colder outside that it is that time of the year, folks. It is time for Gregory's Academy of the Arts to present A Christmas Carol, and joining me here in the studio to tell you all about it, it's Gregory Duckett. And Greg, it's great to see you again.
Thank you. It's great to see you too, Dennis.
Well, Greg, this show is such a tradition here in town, and it's been going on a long time.
Yes, I think the first time we did it for Gregory's Academy of the Arts was back in 1992.
Wow, that is a good history, but you guys do make it fun each and every year. And this year, we've got a new cast member to talk about because, well, I'm going to let you introduce him and what role he'll be playing.
Well, to my right here is Mr. Brad Smith, who is our Ebenezer Scrooge. And he will be our Scrooge November 13th, 14th, and 15th at the First Presbyterian Church. We also have probably, I'd say, at least 10 to 12, maybe even 15 people playing different parts or new to the company. But Brad has been our Bob Cratchit for, I think, the past 3 or 4 years.
The last three, yeah.
So I'm very honored and happy to have him join us as Ebenezer Scrooge.
And Brad, you have a tough act to follow because there's been a really good Scrooge in this performing group.
Bob McIntyre has done a fantastic job for the last 10 years, Greg?
I think we counted it up and he's done 13 or 14 years, but we gave him a 10-year award a couple years ago.
But Bob will be back. The first interaction between Ebenezer Scrooge and Jacob Marley will be the old Scrooge and the new Scrooge.
Boy, that sounds like a lot of fun. And you've got the perfect voice for this role, young man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's easy to fall into when you can do that.
So how much does it help you as an actor to have been involved with this production over the last few years as you make a switch to a new character?
It helps a little bit in the fact that I'm already semi-familiar with the script. Know what's supposed to be going on and what's supposed to be happening where and when. So a lot of it already kind of falls into place. But Ebenezer Scrooge is a completely different role because he's there through the whole show, not just a few scenes. So this is a huge change, one of the biggest ones I've had for a long time.
And have to start out playing a rather mean person, and that's a little different than the Brad that I know.
In fact, I told Greg when we started practicing together that the one thing I really wanted to get across was the huge transformation from the angry, mean Ebenezer Scrooge early in the show to the totally transformed, happy, go lucky, generous, giving Ebenezer Scrooge that's at the end of the show. And if that comes across very cleanly, I'll be very happy.
So what was it that got this actor bug in you that you wanted to be on stage?
Actually, I started acting back in junior high. So it took big hiatuses from time to time. But Greg reached out a few years ago, was looking for somebody to help out with the cast back then. And he thought he had the role for me. We sat down and read the first time, and he's going, nope, you're Bob Cratchit. But now that this has opened up, it's a great opportunity, and I think people are going to be very pleased with some of the new people we've got playing some of the characters that they're very familiar with, because there's people doing a great job.
And Greg, this is a pretty big cast to put this show on.
It's over 30 people total. I mean, I think we're probably 33, 34 people, and it's really exciting to watch. And very challenging as a director to deal with that many people at one time, trying to get everyone at the same rehearsals and try to keep everything on the up and up.
It's going to be a great time, folks. It gets you in the holiday tradition here in the Danville area. Coming up on Thursday, November 13th at 7 p.m., Friday at 7 p.m., that's November 14th, and then a matinee show on Saturday, November the 15th, all shows right there at the First Presbyterian Church, just $20 for adults, seniors, and students, $15, and children, just $10. This is such a classic, and Greg, you guys do such a great job every year.
Thank you so much. What's wonderful this year, I just want to say, we have the Lou Sater family, who's primarily five of the seven Cratchit families. Then we have Aubrey Seacrest and Mackenzie Suley, who add to that. Also have a couple of my high school chums, Kelly Holden, who sings, and Steve Henry, who sings. Year after year, people love to hear them sing Silent Night, some of the traditional Christmas carols.
And that is the fun part of this, is you add a little music to the show. You add a little unexpected things for people that know the story. The story is still there, but those extra flair additions are a lot of fun.
They are.
Well, Brad, you're going to have a tough time convincing me that you are the man himself, Ebenezer Scrooge, but I'm understanding you got a pretty good bah humbug in you.
That I do. Bah humbug.
I'm telling you. It's going to be fun, folks. It's Gregory's Academy of the Arts, A Christmas Carol, coming up November 13th through the 15th, right here in Danville at the First Presbyterian Church. Greg, before I let you go, remind folks how easy it is to get tickets.
Yes, people can order the tickets by giving me a call at 217-443-0235. 217-443-0235.
Brad, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
And Greg, as always, such a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Dennis.
For WITY Profile, this is Dennis Michelson.